UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi ended a week-long trip to Iraq with no answers on when there will be a national election there. The July 1st deadline for the formal end of the U.S. occupation is approaching. The Bush administration is eager to hand over power before the U.S. presidential elections, but questions remain about how an Iraqi government will be selected. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The United Nations Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, and a team of UN specialists came to Iraq to settle a dispute. The majority Shia Muslim community wants an elected government in place before the U.S. occupation ends. With a 60% majority, they are likely to dominate an early election. American officials say there's not enough time to organize elections by June. Brahimi, in a news conference today in Arabic and English, may have disappointed Shia Muslims. He said he supported a vote, but there was still much work to be done.
The demand for an election is a legitimate request, but the Iraqi street must know that elections is a very complicated process.
There needs to be an election law. Brahimi said this was part of his discussion with Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, an influential Shia cleric who led the call for an early ballot.
The most important factor that you need to satisfy before you start talking about dates for an election is the legal framework.
Iraq does not have a basic law for elections, and Brahimi said there are other considerations.
You know, there are some very simple questions that people don't seem to think of. Whom do you want to elect? What kind of electoral system do you want? These are the ABC that you need to have there.
Brahimi's comments on the last day of his trip to Iraq seemed to set out the UN's position that elections are not feasible before June, but he did not set another timetable. That may come in a final UN report to be issued in New York in 8 days. However, if the timing of an election is now in doubt, that raises other questions, says Dr. Gaylan Mahmoud Ramiz, an Iraqi political analyst.
The basic question really is, how do you get a legitimate government in Baghdad? Legitimate in the sense of that it has national acceptance.
There is no clear answer on how that would happen by July 1st, when the Bush administration says it will hand over sovereignty. There is an American-appointed governing council, but most of the politicians are from exile groups who returned after the war. Handpicked by the coalition authority, they have little popular support. There are discussions to expand the council, but no clear answers on which political groups would be asked to join or who would select them. Would Iraqis consider an expanded governing council a legitimate government? That is also unclear. The American plan to have caucuses throughout the country to select a legislature before the deadline is now opposed by members of the governing council. Ayatollah Ali Sistani has called the American caucus plan an illegitimate election. So all that sets the stage for some tough negotiations, says Dr. Ramiz.
Something must be done, but it would be with great difficulty. And I think this provisional period would be a very bumpy one politically for the Iraqis and for the coalition governments.
A bumpy period and a short time to create a government the Iraqi people will accept. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.